This spring, six Nevada Democrats are vying to become their party's nominee for governor. Clark County Commissioner Chris Giunchigliani is among the candidates most likely to get the nod this June. The former assemblywoman and head of the state teachers union has taken on the mantle of the progressive choice in this year's election. Our political reporter Paul Boger caught up with her at a recent rally in Reno. She starts off the conversation explaining why she decided to launch her campaign.
I decided to run because I looked at the skill set that's out there, and I know Nevada. I lived for 16 years in Carson City part-time. When I was president of the teachers union, I lived for 4 years in my motorhome, so I traveled the whole state. And I kind of said, you know what? I know the state. I may be from southern Nevada, but I know how the legislative process works. I know what people need to have get done. I went out on listening tours all across the state, and I came back with the theme that, you know what? I want to build a Nevada that works for everyone and not just the privileged few, and that's why I'm running for office.
You're running against your fellow commissioner, Steve Sisolak. Why run against him? Why enter the primary now?
I think he's running against me, right, really, at this time. But I decided that I have the better skill set. I know the people here very well. It's about public education and making sure that we're taking care of that and fixing the funding formula. I know how all that works. But more importantly, it's because I'm not anointed. I'm not selected. I want to earn every single vote that I get across this state. And I don't believe that I am the type of person that won't be a good listener and work across the aisles. And so I've got that reputation, even though I'm fairly progressive. I've always worked across the aisles to get something good done for public policy. That's how I plan on doing it again.
What are the issues at this point that you see is most important to Nevada as a whole, and more specifically northern Nevada?
What I'm hearing from northern Nevada, as well as the rurals, as well as the south, they want public education fixed and funded for the first time in 35 years that we've been talking about it. They want to make sure that small businesses are promoted and encouraged to expand, not just corporations. They want to make sure that mental health and addiction is taken a look at. And they want to make sure that our environment is protected. And those are types of things that I will be working on, especially with the environment in northern Nevada, the protection of Tahoe, the Ruby Mountains, Lamoille Canyon, all those different things that make us really an opportunity for tourism, for the skiing, making sure that we're protecting our area. That's very key. But really what comes up here is number one is education.
At this point, you're running to the left of Steve Sisolak. You tend to be more progressive. Northern Nevada tends to be more conservative, quite a bit more conservative in the rural areas. How do you plan to appeal to those folks, you know, living in Lyon, Lincoln, Lander counties?
I've ran this way for 27 years, and I'm not going to apologize for who I am, but my progressive values are no different than the progressive values in this entire state, regardless of what somebody labels themselves. It's about making sure that we respect each other. It's about making sure that we respect the differences, but also the commonalities. And it still comes back to making sure that we have good quality education for people, living wage jobs that actually pay their rent, where people can afford housing. You have a housing crisis up here in northern Nevada right now because of your prices that have gone up. All of those factors make a decision for folks, and it's not about what party you're registered on, it's whether or not you choose to get things done.
How will you work with conservatives, though? You might be looking at a Senator Roberson as lieutenant governor. You might be looking at a conservative AG. How do you work with them?
I always worked across the aisles. When I my 16 years in the legislature, I got more progressive legislation passed in the 90s with Governor Gwynn and with Senator Raggio, and I have a great deal of respect for those men. I learned on the probably I was mentored by many of the conservative Republicans, especially from the north and the rural counties. I learned from them, and it's about respecting the institution that you're serving along with the people. And so we always put petty partisan politics aside, and we got things done if it was good for Nevada, and that's who I learned from, and that's who I'm going to be.
That was Clark County Commissioner and gubernatorial hopeful Chris Giunchigliani speaking with our political reporter Paul Boger. Join us tomorrow as we hear from her main opponent in the Democratic primary, Steve Sisolak. For the past several weeks, KUNR has also reached out to top Republican candidates, Attorney General Adam Laxalt and Treasurer Danny Schwartz, with requests for a sit-down interview, and is waiting to hear back.